Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
Okay, so this is evidence that I feel people are not really nice people around the holidays. A Florida woman who was longing for a silent night grabbed her home's Christmas tree and used it to smack down her boyfriend, who refused to turn down the volume on the TV.
What?
Like, it's not that serious, people.
She lived to smack it down.
Why you use the Christmas tree? You know, it's one of those fake trees you can take it apart. She took it apart piece by piece and beat him with it.
I can see my mom doing
it. He probably had it coming.
She asked you to turn the TV down. It's not that difficult. Turn the TV down.
Oh my God! Does it say my mom's name on there?
No, it does not. It says Crystal Graham, and the unnamed man engaged in an all-out brawl with plenty of damage to the apartment. The 38-year-old admitted she got all up in the face of her boyfriend. Told cops she took apart the tree and threw all three segments at him, hitting him with each one. I do not condone violence, people, but just turn down the TV.
Her aim's on point.
Man, she. She,
y'all better watch out this holiday season. Turn the TV down.
Turn it on mute.
If I have a story for you, Jacob Payne moves out of a marital home because allegedly Natalie Nunn is cheating.
Uh-oh.
Bad Girls Club, Natalie Nunn.
I run LA.
Oh, my God. Remember her chin for days?
I was like in sixth grade.
She became like, she went to Big Brothers in the UK. And
now you're done?
Yeah, she...
She's yeah, like really she's good like in reality
she
TV.
Leveled up. She yeah. really, really took that bad girls mm-hmm. club.
Her man's on the NFL.
She made it into something.
But they really broke up, and it's because she cheated. Supposedly, wow. I wonder who she's cheating with. You know, she dated Chris Brown too, right? Yes,
ooh.
She's dated a lot.
Oh, Lord.
Natalie
okay.
Nunn?
Okay.
Is that shit?
Mm-hmm. She thinks she is. Speaking of cheating, well, you guys know how Jordan was in the Tristan Thompson and the Khloe Kardashian scandal, whatever.
Yes.
We all know about that. That took place, like, I think, like, this time last year, mm-hmm. right before she gave birth. Well, anyways, Jordan went on the Red Table Talk, had that whole episode.
Yes.
So, what they didn't show us, like, that came out probably months ago. They didn't show us that she took a lie detector test.
Oh!
She did, and it was her idea, and they made sure they got a very credible polygraphic guy to make sure that there was no, like,
so she a lie?
No. Yeah, well, so basically, they showed, like, 30 seconds, but they, you know, give the whole background information. You're taking a test, blah, blah, blah. You can't move, you can't lie. All the modernized technology, we can tell if you're lying. And all they showed is the guy asks, did you and Tristan sleep together? And she says, no. And then they flash forward to the end of the test where they're like, you passed with flying colors. There was no, you know, body language or whatever these tests pick up on when they're lying. They said she passed with flying colors. And the whole point of this was so that she could basically clear her name. I don't know if she wants to be friends with them, but she just wants to be like, look, y'all. Check your man, not me.
There you go.
Right,
and that is the ish you missed.